Good afternoon, Austin's.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. Is Phil in today?
Phil has been retired for over 15 years.
Wow, that is by far the longest that I've done today. My name's Pete. I'm from Bank of Cardiff, just cleaning up some of our older accounts here today. Lucky me. Maybe you can point me in the right direction here. I was just calling to follow up on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo. Who handles your accounts now and all the equipment financing and stuff like that?
That would be me.
Oh, it would be you. Your name is what? Trish?
Chris.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah, well, you did some equipment financing, it looks like, with Wells Fargo in 2010. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It does.
Okay, so based on that lending history you had some really good credit with them. We sent you a pre-approval for $250K for some additional equipment financing and working capital. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
Yeah, I'm good, though, right now. I don't really need any financing at this point in time. We're holding our own, so...
Good. Has business been good for you guys?
It's a little slow in our area. I mean, we've been around for over 55 years, so we're busy, but not as busy as we like to be.
Yeah, you kind of know what to expect, and it's not really what it's used to be. Yeah. Is there a typical time of the year that you do reevaluate the situation? Or is it kind of organically just whatever needs to be?
I mean, we bought a piece of equipment, and you guys financed it for us. So I'm not looking at any new purchases here in the near future. I do know that.
What about your cash flow? You have any big, contracts coming off that, we could help you out with?
No, I'm really good on that. I just collected. I just got them all in. And
oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah,
do you guys do net 30s there and net 60s?
It depends. It goes by contract. Some of them are out 120 days. But
oh, wow. That's a long one.
It is. Yeah. But like I said, we've been here for a long time. We know that going in, and we plan for that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah. So, no, we're doing all right. So far, so good. No complaints.
Oh, good. Hey, Chris, you mind if I just shoot you a quick email real quick? You can keep it on file, and then if...
Okay,
that
would be fine. If something comes up, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Yep, do you have my email?
Yeah, I need to grab that real quick.
It's aexcavating at stny.rr.com.
Perfect.
And it comes straight to me, so...
That's great. Yeah, we offer working... Are you familiar with working capital at all?
I am.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's a lump sum, unsecured, all that good stuff. Yeah, so next time you have maybe an atypical project that's maybe a little larger or, has a little bit of a longer time span, on those commercial projects, I understand it can be quite some time. I've never even heard of net 120, so that's a...
Oh, yeah. We're doing a water project job, and that's what it is right now. It's 120 days by the time I get my money. Let me see. We finished a job up in October, and I think I got... I just got paid in February.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah, it was a little lengthy. Actually, no, it was almost March. It was the beginning of March, so...
Well, those larger commercial projects, they know they have the leverage on you guys. They can just kind of treat you like their doormat, and if you don't like it, the next person will come along and...
They do. Yeah, we're used to that. That's
how long have you guys been in business?
55 years.
Wow. That's a pretty good time to get in business.
Third generation coming in.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. So, just keep them coming.
Yeah, third generation. They're out there working hard, and we treat everybody here like family. We've had employees with us for a very long time. I'm in my 29th year here, so.
Oh, good for you. Good for you, Chris.
Yeah, so... So, no, we keep our employees around for a very long time.
Yeah, good. Not a high turnover there.
Phil is my father. He is retired.
Oh, okay. So that's...
Yeah, that's my father.
I got you. 15 years.
My brother
years.
And I run the business now. Michael, my brother Mike, and myself. He works out in the field, and I do everything.
Everything else. Yeah, all the logistics, the counting.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
I'm the one that tells them yes or no. Can we buy this bulldozer? Yeah, we can get that one today. You know.
Yeah.
So, once in a while, he said, "Hey, I bought a dozer today, or I bought an excavator." Okay.
yeah, we'll have to figure that one out, Mike. Yeah. You're in trouble.
Yeah, well, he knows. He doesn't care, but he's got a good eye for all that stuff. So.
Hey, if I were in the business, I'd be on your end of it. I don't have the brawn or the patience to deal with any kind of that stuff.
I know. He's good at it. I'm telling you. He just knows it. Well, we were born and raised in it, so it's a tough business, construction. But we do not know anything else besides this, so we live and breathe dirt.
Live and breathe dirt. Yeah, for most people, that's not a good thing, but for you guys.
For us, it is. Yep. Wells Fargo's always been good to us, so we don't know about it. They've always been good, so.
Yeah, if you ever have something,
we are looking possibly at a screen, but that's down the road a little bit.
Down the road, like a couple months or like a year?
Almost like a year, because we're doing permitting for a gravel pit, but it takes so long to get permitting, so you're talking over a year. Yeah.
So is your gravel pit going to be in New York as well? Are you trying to go maybe over to...
This one's will be in Pennsylvania. We already have one in New York. We have a facility in New York. We have two, actually, facilities in New York, working on a third in New York, but the bigger one will be in Pennsylvania, which is literally less than 5 miles from my office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
when you get that one in Pennsylvania, is that going to let you expand over into that market a little bit more?
You know what? We're already in the market. It's just different material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know dirt that well.
So that's what we're trying to go for. There's not much for gravel pits around here, so we're trying to go a little stronger in that field.
You guys in upstate? Like, how far upstate are you in New York?
Binghamton, New York. Do you know Binghamton?
Oh, I'm from the New York City area.
Okay.
So I'm like from grew up in Manhattan and then New Jersey.
Yeah, we're about 4.5 hours from
kind of
the city.
Almost by the Finger Lakes a little bit. Not quite.
Watkins Glen, the where like the races are up there and the lake, Seneca Lake.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they have tons of wineries up there. I used to go to Canandaigua all the time.
Yeah, Canandaigua is a little ways away from us.
I remember going up there all the time. All right, Chris, I'll let you get back to work here, and I'll shoot you a quick email. You want to keep it on file, and if anything, like I said, like if your line of credit gets a little tight or something, and God knows what, just shoot me a call, email, give me a call, whatever you want.
Okay, sounds perfect. Thanks so
much.
Take
care. Yeah, you too. Good chatting with you.
You too. Bye.